across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And I'm pleased to say my guests are here, Francesca and Amy. Would you prefer Fran or Francesca?
Frankie, please.
Frankie. Oh, there you go. Sorry. There you go. I didn't ask that before we came on air. I meant to. I've got chatting too much about our nails. And so, lovely to see you both. Happy St. David's Day to you, Amy.
Thank you.
And we've already talked about that. You're not going to say anything in Welsh, are you?
No, I would love to. And it's slightly embarrassing to say that I can't. But I think the fact that I'm from South Wales, none of us do really.
Oh, OK. So
it's
all a more North Wales thing.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's good to know, because I was struggling, as I said earlier, that I thought about saying it in Welsh and then thought it will just sound bad for everybody. So I wish you a happy St. David's Day.
Thank
and it's lovely that you've come to see us on that day.
Yeah.
So getting back to what we were talking about, something to look forward to. That's right. Now, is that a charity that you've set up yourself, Amy?
Charity Frankie. Was set up by my parents, so my mum Fiona Coldren and my stepfather Andy Coldren.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of my mum's cancer diagnosis and the impact that it had, not just on her but on the family and finances, and then what we learnt about other people and families across the UK that were in similar situations and needed support.
And what sort of thing do you do then?
So we provide what we call gifts and experiences to families affected by cancer and what is known as cancer poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So we work really closely with kind and caring businesses and individuals who donate gifts and experiences, which we then put up on our website and people can apply for them.
Oh, okay. So they get the opportunity to look and see what they, rather than just saying, here you go, have a whatever.
Yeah, so we're unique in a way that we're not a wish-making charity.
Yes.
Like some other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Out there. What we have on the site is what we've worked hard to source. Mm-hmm. We build relationships with not only small businesses, but large corporates as well. So just to give you a flavour of some of the things that we might have on there, we have restaurant meals, we have cottage holidays, we have yoga retreats, brand new clothes, jewellery, makeup boxes, all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's a bit of something for everyone.
For everyone.
Yeah,
rides in Ferraris.
Yeah, so it's definitely down to individual then, isn't it? About what you might like, because someone might want to go out for a meal, but actually they might just want to like go out for a cottage and just do a little walk on the walk. You know, go out for a walk.
Exactly.
Or whatever,
and we've also started trying to increase our offer in what we call the tangible gifts for exactly the same reason as you just said. Some people might not be well enough to go out or want to.
Mm-hmm.
But they still want that nice pick-me-up from having something sent to them by a stranger, actually, is quite nice. We get that feedback.
So do other people nominate people then?
No, people can go on and apply for a family member or a friend, but usually it is the patient that does it because they do need to upload their medical information and ID.
Yeah, so there is a certain criteria you would have to kind of...
Sure.
That would stop anyone just... kind of wanting a free holiday.
So, and just so people know that might be affected by cancer themselves and that are listening, we support people with any cancer diagnosis. They can be any age, and we support people up to 1 year after their last treatment. So all they need to do is actually hop over to the website, which is www.somethingtolookforwardto.org.uk, and browse and see what we've got, and we'll look forward to receiving their applications.
And what if someone wants to help you, like as in a sponsor or something? How does that go, if you want people to help get involved, shall we say?
So one of the main bits of our work are trying to build relationships with business owners and service owners who might be able to donate something. So this is a shout out to anyone that's listening that perhaps owns a restaurant or a cafe, might work in a beauty salon or a spa, that might be able to donate something like a £50 voucher that we could put up on the site for someone to enjoy. One of the main reasons we're doing this is so families can make memories together.
Mm.
It might not seem a massive thing to some people to go out for a meal, but when you're not able to work or you're on reduced pay or life is short because you've been given a terminal diagnosis, going out for a meal with your family and being normal is actually one of the most valuable things. And our gift donors tell us that they love, rather than giving financially, being able to give something is a lot more powerful for them.
That sounds brilliant. Sorry.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You carry on. So tell us about your gig.
Oh, you've got me going.
Oh dear.
Okay.
So I'm guessing this is because you want to fundraise for these gifts that you're going to be putting on the site.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start just by saying, I mean, I was really lucky actually to meet Fran. I've always wanted to get involved in doing events and things like that. I did a degree about 10 years ago, which I've never actually been able to use like most people. And I was lucky enough to meet Fran, and she'd actually been involved in another event that I had been doing. And asked me, you know, told me a little bit about the charity and asked me if I wanted to get involved as a sort of community volunteer.
All right, okay.
Event coordinator. It's a very long title. It's the best title I've ever had.
You like that one,
yeah,
didn't you?
I did.
You're only doing it for the job title, aren't you?
So, yeah, I mean, it's special for the charity because I've been told this is their first official charity gig, if you like. And it's special for me because I'm fundraising for, obviously, a fantastic cause that you've just heard all about. And it's actually my first gig as well. So, you know, it's the first time for all of us, which is great. In terms of actually organising the event itself, Fran actually handed me a band on a plate, which was fantastic.
Ah, so you didn't even have to go out and get them?
No, we already actually had a band that was interested in playing, which was fantastic.
And who are they?
They're a band called Stingray. They're a local act. Mm-hmm. They do indie rock music. I mean, an important thing about that for me personally, obviously, as the event organiser, was to have somebody that would... you know, that would play music that was for everybody. It's a fundraising event. We want as many people there as possible.
So
I didn't go for the niche. They've got a great set list and it's going to be fantastic. It's a mix of all the favourites that everybody will like.
Is there any support or is it just the one band? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we've gone for the one band. The Blue Moon, which is obviously the venue.
Which is very close to here.
Yes, it is indeed.
And they do very good gin.
They have a fantastic gin offering actually, which is something that I'm looking forward to.
I'll be with you.
Yeah. they're a great venue. We've had a lot of support from them in terms of allowing us to, you know, get up our banners, get up our posters and things like this, which is fantastic. Unfortunately, the slot that they have, they only allow live music from 8 till 11. So we actually only need the one band to fill, which
fine,
is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is the bar is open till 2.
Oh, my goodness. So pace yourselves, people. Yeah. Pace them.
So, yeah, it's sure to be really good. I mean, in terms of... you know, help from various local companies and things whilst I've been organising, the response has been fantastic. I've had local companies chip in, so for example with our posters, so our gig posters, official posters, we've had a local company that's gone and designed those for us, which is fantastic. So that's Infinity Graphics, and that was Luke Smith that kindly put the effort in there, and they're based up in Ely. And then we've had lots of local printers that have printed out our banners for us. I've been opening the door to banners for the past 6 weeks. You can't move in my living room for posters and banners. It's ridiculous. But
have you started putting them up yet? Or is that
they're in storage. They're in storage
ready.
In the living room, ready for next week, which will be fantastic.
You don't want to peek too soon, do you?
No. I'm still admiring them at the moment. They're fantastic. we've got an array. I've got a big thank you banner to say thank you to, obviously, all the supporters that we've had so far, which is great. And it's just been fantastic. I couldn't have asked for more from
the local. So remind us of the date as well, that it was...
Saturday the 16th.
Right.
You can't forget it. It's Super Saturday, so the rugby will be on.
Oh.
And I will be supporting my team.
I wonder who you'll be supporting. They're doing quite well as well, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, we won't talk about what happened last weekend.
And in fact, I went. My only trip to Twickenham rugby a few years ago, I got tickets to go and see England Wales, and guess who won then as well?
Yeah.
And in the last 5 minutes as well. But I'm claiming my grandmother was Welsh, so I'm just going to claim that every time. And Wales beat England, I claim my other heritage. It's fine.
It's good times. But good times when it does happen.
So that will be a really good day. So people will be in the good spirits.
Yeah. And Amy's done incredibly well with all the promotion and selling the tickets. So there are a few more tickets left that people can buy online in advance. But
would that be from your website?
There's a link on the website. There's also Amy's created a Facebook page with the ticket link there.
Yeah, so tell us what that is.
Yeah, again. So if you just look up Stingray Charity Gig, that will bring up the official event. Mm-hmm. And then there's lots of information, including obviously the link to where you can purchase your tickets online as well.
Excellent. And is there any other events coming up that after this one, you know, it sounds like this one's been a massive success. Or are you going
to... absolutely love Amy to come and work for us, but alas, she's starting her new job on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe you can do a bit in your spare time.
Yeah, she's been... I just wanted to say thank you because, I've made a really great friend in Amy since we've had our little boys, and she has just done really, really well. And I think this is going to be a huge success.
Mm. Oh, it sounds it, doesn't it?
If I can just do another plug
absolutely.
For another event.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
Then.
No, do. And also, you said you wanted to... Well, you've done your plug, have you, for people getting involved?
Yeah, the other thing is just that on the night, we are going to have a raffle as well, and we have already got quite a lot of gifts for the raffle prizes. But if anyone does have anything, a bottle of bubbly or some nice chocolates or anything that they think would be suitable.
Bottle of gin.
Yeah, bottle of gin. Hop on to the Something to Look Forward To website and you can get our contact details and we could arrange a pickup for that. For any sporty people out there, we are looking for people to do the Tri-Sudbury triathlon. It's a sprint triathlon, so it's not
that
sounds, as crazy.
Oh, that's the smaller one, isn't
it's
it?
It's a smaller one.
She says, as if I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about that now. I'm just saying no now, everyone listening.
Oh, I thought I could rope you into it.
Well, I'm doing a Tough Mudder thing next month for East Anglian Air Ambulance, and I got pulled into that on a joke, really. So you never know. When is it?
It's on Sunday the 9th of June.
Right.
We're the chosen charity, so we're trying to build our tri army. We're about 20 people strong, but we want people to take part. It's a 400 metre swim in a lane swimming pool outside. Then it's a 25 kilometre cycle finished off with just a 5k run at the end.
Oh, it's easy then, isn't it? Come on, you lot. If anyone's out there that likes that sort of thing, and I know there's loads of you, anyone doing the half marathon, this is going to be a doddle for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. That would be a perfect warm down, won't it,
wouldn't
after
it?
The
it
half
would.
Marathon.
Yes,
so, yeah,
definitely.
Please get in touch. We're looking people to
and
join our
again,
army.
To get in touch on your website?
Yeah, please. There's actually a drop-down button where people can just register their interest for that. So hopefully we can get some more people
right,
in Cambridge.
Well, I'll encourage others to do that
Thank
one.
Thank you very much.
That's great. Thank you ever so much, the pair of you. It's been really interesting.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck with it all and good luck on the 16th as well.